KBPS Portland, also known as KPSU, Portland's College Radio. Evenings and weekends at 1450 AM citywide, 24 hours a day at 98.1 FM for those lucky few on the PSU campus, and taking over the entire planet at kpsu.org.
Doctor, it's no hallucination. It happens every year at this time. Just before Christmas. Every year. Just before Christmas.
Welcome to Be That Song, bringing you the best in experimental jazz and the just plain weird. My name is Austin Rich, and I will be with you until 1 p.m., covering for Hogwash himself. Taking a much-needed holiday break. Well, the philosophy every year is out with the old and in with the new. And there's some sense to be made from that. However, with 2008, I think we can all agree that when we said that last New Year's, we were wrong. And that's okay to admit. I mean, everyone makes mistakes. So this year, I'm suggesting that instead, we try something different. This one is called Out with the New, In with the Old. You can reach us at 503-725-5945. Or check us out online kpsu.org. Enjoy.
Thank you. the chosen few. Aren't meant for me, I knew. Obviously, popular nights, popular rights, great things to say and do. They aren't said or done by you.
Here with my nephew Scruff. Here's the address for my new free comic activity book.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
It shows kids what to do about guns and drugs and bullies and strangers. And it's got games and puzzles, too. Write it down now.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
A public service message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition, and the Ad Council.
Severe Exposure airs every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. on KPSU. We feature many varieties of progressive electronic music, including IDM, tech house, and minimal. We go outside the U.S. borders to find the most cutting-edge European records, and we especially love German electro. You can listen to Severe Exposure every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. on KPSU. Tune in on your radio at 1450 a.m. or stream it at kpsu.org.
When all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things, like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they I plan to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Janusz, a brace for Igor's back, a speed shaver for Wolfman, a new cape for Drac. They were up to no good. Didn't act like good monsters should. They'd found themselves a new prey. They planned to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof at the very first sound of a reindeer hoof. As Santa slid down the chimney wall, the zombies were to make off with sleigh and all. From beyond the moat there arose such a clatter, I jumped to the window to see what was the matter. Like a bolt of lightning, it happened so quick, and there in our midst stood old Saint Nick. He began to dig down deep in his sack, and came up with the traction for Igor's back. Drac caught his cape, Frankie's trike made him behave, even Wolfman was happy, now he can shave. And all ended well. Santa was really swell. No need to rob Santa's sack. Maybe next year he'll come back. So the children everywhere were spared the grief of losing their presents to a monster slave thief. Now the monsters love Santa and say they'll behave. Never again rob sleighs or graves. Igor, what do you think of Santa now? Santa. What was that he said as he drove out of sight?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good man.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-wolf open sleigh. Well, dashing through the snow, where is that reindeer with the red nose? Donner on Blitzen, on Dancer and Vixen.
Good morning, Portland. You are listening to Be That Song. Filling in for Hogwash's Is This Music here on KPSU. We've been hearing a lot of different fun stuff. Bobby Boris Pickett with his Monster Holiday song. Adventures Christmas. Thank God It's Not Christmas by the Sparks. The Breeders with New Year. Christmas Decorations with Closer to Carpet. And we started that all off with Happy Holidays by Smegma. I'm going to be here until 1 o'clock. Bringing you out with the new and in with the old. You can reach us at 503-725-5945 and check us out at kpsu.org. Special thanks to Hogwash for letting me fill his show. My name is Austin Rich, and well, enjoy.
Kissed, my dear. for the new glass of wine. Here's to our health. May we live a long time. Forever I'll hold you so near. On each and every
old man time get you. The old ways have gone out and left some blue. But times are quickly changing, so we must also change. Whether you live in city or on a mountain range, goodbye dear old man time, you flew away so fast. Hello Cupid boy, it'll be fun while you last. Yes, each day yawning and stop that yawning. Let's see what you can do. Don't be a bitter kid. Show you can make time count as your old dad did. Look, the sun's up, a new year is dawning. It's high time to get going and quit your mourning. Cupid's taken history's limelight today. So follow the cute guy, hear what he might say. Wake up if old man time's gotten you in his clutches. For his day's gone, he's ready for a wheelchair and crutches. Goodbye, dear old man time, you flew away so fast. Hello, Cupid boy, it'll be fun while you last. Yes, each day of the year is a new day. So youngsters, quit your fawning and stop that yawning. Let's see what you can do. Don't be a flippin' kid. Show you can make time count as your old dad did. Look, the sun's up, a new year is dawning. It's high time to get going. A new year's dawning. Run, don't just crawl. Old man time is out of bright. New future's really looming. Nothing.
Christmas. I hope you have a happy new year. We're throwing a Christmas party. You should come, cause there's lots of beer. Johnny's in the kitchen making cookies. Sally's in the bathroom drinking rum. And I'm standing here telling everyone there's lots of beer. Oh, how I wish that you could come. We've never had a party like this before. It's a shame if you missed this, it's not a bore. Won't say no more, won't hear you knocking at the door. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I said it before, I'll say it again. This Christmas is one that can't be missed. The best one we've had since 1910. Sally's in the street directing traffic. Johnny's in the cellar drinking gin. And I'm standing here saying don't forget the beer. And oh, what a great year it's been. We've never had a party like this before. It's a shame if you missed this one, it's not a bore. Won't say no more, we'll hear you knocking at the door. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I hope you have a holiday of cheer. We're throwing a Christmas party. You should come, cause there's lots of beer. Johnny's in the kitchen cooking mistletoe. He says he's making a mistletoe pie. And I'm making a fuss, cause mistletoe's poisonous. Well, to hell, I don't care, they can die. Deck the halls with bells of holly. Fa-la-la-la-la. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I hope you have a happy new year. You can forget about Ronnie Reagan. Whatever you do, don't forget the beer.
Did you ever see the faces of the children? They get so excited.
Theater near you. Films and movies.
No.
It's true.
Yes.
And there's no better place to check out motion pictures than at Fifth Avenue Cinema. Fifth Avenue Cinema is Oregon's only operating college cinema, showing films on 35mm and specializing in cult movies, foreign films, the occasional blockbuster, and is also host to special events.
Cut. Action.
Fifth Avenue Cinema is located at 510 Southwest Hall Street. To find out what we'll be showing, you can either go to fifthavenuecinema.groups.pdx.edu, you can email film@pdx.edu, or call 503-725-3551. Or just show up and be surprised.
Oh my goodness.
Showtimes are always Friday and Saturday at 7 and 9:30 p.m. and a matinee on Sunday at 3 p.m. Fifth Avenue Cinema.
Cut! You're fired.
Oh. We've all heard their name, the Oregon Food Bank.
But do we actually know anything about them or what they do? Well, the Oregon Food Bank recovers food from farmers, manufacturers, wholesalers, retailers, individuals, and government sources, and then distributes that food to 20 regional food banks across Oregon. The Oregon Food Bank Network distributed 751,000 emergency food boxes in Oregon and Clark County between July 2004 and June 2005. That's a 4% increase over the previous year. For every dollar donation you make, the Oregon Food Bank can collect and distribute 6 pounds of food worth more than $7 and address the root causes of hunger through advocacy and public education. If you'd like to make a donation today or volunteer your time, please go online to www.oregonfoodbank.org. Again, oregonfoodbank.org.
The Cremation of Sam McGee by Robert Service. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was the night on the marge of Lake LaBarge where I cremated Sam McGee. Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the south to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell, though he'd often say in his homely way that he'd sooner live in hell. On a Christmas day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail. Talk of your cold, through the parka's fold, it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd close, then the lashes froze, till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing heel and toe, he turned to me and, "Cap," he says, "I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request." Well, he seemed so low and I couldn't say no. Then he says with a sort of moan, "It's the cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chilled clean through to the bone. Yet tain't being dead, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that, foul or fair, you'll cremate my last remains." A pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. And he started on the streak of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale. He crouched on the sleigh and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. There wasn't a breath in that land of death, and I hurried, horror-driven, with a corpse half-hid that I couldn't get rid because of a promise given. It was lashed to the sleigh and it seemed to say, "You may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate those last remains." Now, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were numb, in my heart how I cursed that load. In the long, long night, by the lone firelight, while the huskies, round in a ring, howled out their woes to the homeless snows, oh God, how I loathed that thing. And every day, that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow. And I went, though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. The trail was bad and I felt half mad, but I swore I would not give in. I'd often sing to that hateful thing and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake LaBarge and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw it trice and it called the Alice May. And I looked at it and I thought a bit and I looked at my frozen chum. "Then here," said I, with a sudden cry, "is my crematorium." Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying around, and I heaped the fuel higher. The flames just soared, and this furnace roared, such a blaze you seldom see. And I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal, and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I did not like to hear him sizzle so. and the heavens scowled, and the huskies howled, and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why, and the greasy smoke and an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I do not know how long I was in the snow. I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out and they danced about, and again I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, I'll just take a peep inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked. Then the door I opened wide. And there sat Sam, looking cool and calm, in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile you could see a mile, and he said, please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and storm. Since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, it's the first time I've been warm. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was the night on the marge of Lake LaBarge when I cremated Sam McGee.
Thank you. Christmas, Mom. Merry Christmas, Dad. And Merry Christmas, sis. I love you.
That's gonna do it for me this week. My name is Austin Rich, and this has been Be That Song, special coverage for Hogwash while he's out of town for the holidays. You just heard Holiday by Weezer, Seasoned Greetings by The Residents, The Cremation of Sam McGee by Robert Service, read by myself, New Year's Eve in a Haunted House by Raymond Scott, an excerpt from Christmas by The Who, Christmas Party by The Dead Milkmen, New Year's Party in a Sweltering Apartment by Men's Recovery Project, A New Year's Dawning by Dick Kent, The New Year Song by Kara Stewart, New Year's Resolution by Donovan, and the rest of Closer to Carpet by Christmas Decoration. portions of the previous program were originally broadcast on KWVA Eugene, Oregon, on December 23rd, 1998, as part of the original Church of Blessed Hoofmas, Not Jesus Hour. This episode was recorded and produced by Austin Rich at Soylent Green is People Studios. Special thanks to KPSU for broadcasting this particular hour. Don't forget to tune in January 6th, 2009 for the premiere episode of Blasphemous Radio. Yes, you heard it here first, folks. Blasphemous Radio will return, hosted by me, Austin Rich. The show will air at 3 p.m. on 98.1 FM for the lucky few on the PSU campus and at kpsu.org. Questions, concerns, and comments, drop me an email, austinrich@gmail.com. Check out KPSU at kpsu.org. This episode will be available for download for the next several weeks from that address. This has been Out with the New and In with the Old. Be seeing you. KBPS Portland, also known as KPSU, Portland's College Radio. Evenings and weekends at 1450 AM citywide, 24 hours a day at 98.1 FM for those lucky few on the PSU campus, and taking over the entire planet at kpsu.org.
Happy Holidays!